Hello, this is Catherine Russell, inviting you to join me in the Jazz Room with host Joan Watson Jones.
Deep rhythm captivates me, hot rhythm stimulates me. Can't help but swing it, boy, swing it, brother, swing. Don't stop to diddle that, stop this foolish prattle. Come on, swing me, boy, swing it, brother, swing. Ready to go. And there ain't nobody gonna hold me down. Say listen, Bo, hurry up and send me, let me go to town. Stop this diddle daddle and this foolish prattle. Come on, kill me, boy, swing it, brother, swing.
Hello, welcome to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. Thanks for stopping by. Come in, relax while we enjoy great jazz. Each week, we present the music of independent jazz artists, as well as those we've grown to love through the years. And yes, of course, the legends. This week, we're at the Jazz Congress at Jazz at Lincoln Center in New York City. It's the annual worldwide gathering of jazz folk. You are listening to our guest singer, Catherine Russell. We met at Jazz Congress, and we had time to sit and talk about her CD, Harlem on My Mind. We open with Swing, Brother, Swing. Enjoy.
Stimulate me, hold everything, swing it, brother, swing. Don't stop to diddle daddle, stop this foolish prattle. Come on, swing me, boy, swing it, brother, swing. Ready to go, and there ain't nobody gonna hold me down. Sit, listen, boy, hurry up and send me, let me go to town. Swing it, brother, swing!
Welcome to the Jazz Room, Catherine Russell. Thanks so much for taking the time to sit down and join us in the Jazz Room while we're hanging out at Jazz Congress in New York City.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, this is great. And, before we jump into your career, as I mentioned when I first met you, I knew your mom, Carlene Ray, and I still run. We interviewed her, and she sat and talked and talked. We wound up making two shows.
Yeah,
out
I
of
believe
the whole
it.
Thing. She was wonderful, and always very helpful because I knew her from International Women in Jazz.
Yes, yes.
You know, so this is a good segue to get you right into your roots with your dad and your mom. And let's start with your roots first. Are you New York City born?
Yes, New York City born and raised. Born in Brooklyn, and now I live in Manhattan, mm-hmm. You know. But yes, very proud native New Yorker.
So am I.
Yeah, it's a good, you know, it's a good place to grow up. I mean, my mother took me to everything cultural, you know. So I had a very, you know, everything from Thelonious Monk to Leonard Bernstein's Young People's Concerts.
Oh, yes.
And she got me involved in dance with Catherine Dunham when I was very young because she used to play piano for the dance classes. So she really made sure that I had an all-around, cultural education.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, and tell me about your dad.
Well, my father, my great father, Louis Russell, from Panama, Central America, and then came to the United States in 1921, went directly to New Orleans. He was a piano player in Panama, in Colón, played for the Silent Pictures, and took the first opportunity he could after he won the Panamanian National Lottery and got on the boat with his mother and his sister, went to New Orleans. His mother had been in the United States previously, so...
Mm-hmm.
And then he immediately fell in with, you know, all the great musicians in New Orleans that really comprised the orchestra that backed Louis Armstrong, you know, that ended up making those great recordings. And then, you know, he had his own orchestras around that. So he had his own orchestras in the 1920s and then recorded with Louis Armstrong 29 and 30. And then his orchestra became Louis Armstrong's orchestra in the mid-30s to the mid-40s. And then my dad, after that, went back to do his final, he reformed his own orchestra in the 40s and had success with that. And then retired, you know, from the music business with the kind of decline of big band, the big band era.
Yeah, so did you grow up knowing Louis Armstrong?
I had met Louis Armstrong when I was 4 years old. And that's the only, you know, we went over to the house a few times in Queens. Mm-hmm. And there's one that is actually documented, you know. It was a party that Louis Armstrong was giving. And I think I was the only child in attendance. And at one point, Louis Armstrong picked me up in his arms, and my dad was filming it because both Louis Armstrong and my father were, they saved everything, they collected everything, you know. So that was a moment that's documented for eternity.
That's great. Now, tell me, when did you start singing? Starting getting into who you are, and, you know, how does this translate into Cat?
My mother was a choral singer. She was a professional choral singer. And the contractor for choral singers in New York at that time also contracted children, child singers. So I got into making children's educational recordings in the mid-60s, so I was maybe 9 when I started recording. So, and we still have those recordings. They were for Holt, Reinhardt, and Winston in those days. So I would go down, take the subway, and go to Midtown studio, and either do a lead vocal session or be in a group of kids, you know, that would sing, you know, Little Red Caboose and all that kind of thing, you know. And so that's how I learned, you know, started getting my studio experience.
How would you describe yourself as a singer?
How would I describe myself? I've sung a lot of different styles of music. So you've been in many, many bands, you know, many bands over the years, sung a lot of background, did a lot of background singing, which I still do. And so how that leads to what I'm doing now, I think everything informs what I'm doing now. So I'm under the jazz umbrella, but I'm also into the blues. I've been in, you know, bands that have done more rock and roll type of thing. So gospel, you know, so I like all those, all of those flavors, you know.
Yeah.
So I would say that's, you know, all of those flavors really inform my singing.
Yeah, so you said you do background singing.
I do.
Now, who have you done background singing with?
Well, Steely Dan, David Bowie, Cyndi Lauper, Jackson Brown, Jay Giles Band, Roseanne Cash, and then I've done, you know, recordings for many people, Mark Cohn, mostly, you know, singer-songwriters and pop artists. And are all iconic artists. And then, you know, in New York, there are many of us vocalists that do different types of work, TV work. If an artist comes into town, this doesn't happen so much anymore, but if an artist comes into town and needs local musicians, then they'd call us.
Then they call.
You know, so it's that type of thing. So we all, you know, freelance as well.
Here's the title tune from Catherine's CD, Harlem on My Mind.
Emeralds in my bracelets, diamonds in my rings, a Riviera chateau and a lot of other things. And I'm blue, so blue am I. lots of ready money in 7 different banks. I counted up this morning, it's about 1,000,000 francs. And I'm blue, so blue. And I know why. I've got Harlem on my mind. And I'm longing to be low down. And my parlez-vous will not ring true with Harlem on my mind. I've been dined and I've been wined, but I'm headed for a showdown, and I can't go on from night till dawn with Harlem on my mind. I go to supper with a French marquis each evening after the show. My lips begin to whisper, mon chéri, and my heart starts singing, howdy ho. I've become so darn refined that at night I hate to go down to that highfalutin flat that Lady Mendel designed with Harlem on my mind.
In the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. We continue with our interview with singer Catherine Russell. We're at the Jazz Congress at Jazz at Lincoln Center in New York City. Okay, now tell me about your soundtrack and how you got to do the soundtrack of Boardwalk Empire.
Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks, Vince Giordano being one of the foremost authorities, and he's carrying on the legacy of 1920s music, mostly. So they called Vince to do the soundtrack for Boardwalk Empire, which wasn't a show at that time. They just said, there's a new show on HBO, and Vince did a lot of the music for it because it was a period piece. And so came the point where there was a scene where they wanted someone to do the Mamie Smith's Crazy Blues, which was considered the first blues hit, because that's when it was discovered that black people, you know, bought records too, you know. So yeah. So they called me in, and they called pianist named Mark Shane. And so we went in and cut that tune, and ended up being on the Boardwalk Empire soundtrack, Volume 1, which won a Grammy.
Awesome.
In that year. So that's awesome. I ended up on a on a very good project.
Yes, you did. Now I saw also that you've done movie soundtracks.
Yeah, let me see. There was a movie called Kill Your Darlings, which let's see, and let me think of the people. They were famous writers, and I didn't know you were going to ask me this, so now I have to have to think about these writers, and you know, was kind of the Beat Generation was about that, and all of these guys in that era in the 50s that went to see. Now you're going to make me think about who this is, and who. So I'm not good with facts. But anyway, Kill Your Darlings was kind of a historical piece, and I did several, I did like four tunes on that soundtrack. So I wish I could answer you a little better than this.
No, but that's okay. That's okay.
Allen Ginsberg, that's what I was trying to think of. So it was a movie about Allen Ginsberg.
I think I remember hearing about that movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Yeah. So you've really done an awful lot of different things and kept yourself going.
Well, that's what working is about, you know.
I know, so. And you had such a role model since I knew all your mom's history and everything.
Well, my mother's a star. Everybody knew Carlene, so.
I know, but the thing is that everybody loved her at IWJ, and
yes.
You know, she would always go. I remember her saying to me once, "You got all your press stuff together? Got everything? I'm fine. I've been in this business a long time." but you know, she was trying to get all the women in jazz to come get their act together.
That's right.
And she wasn't fooling around when she talked to you.
Not at all. Not at all.
Great.
Very serious.
Very serious. Now tell me about Harlem. When did you release this? Harlem on My Mind.
Harlem on My Mind we released in 2016. Mm-hmm. And we kind of loosely based the theme around artists who, you know, played at the Apollo Theater, African-American artists. And so that's really how I find the material that I like to record. I like to, you know, there's the Great American Songbook, and we like to call what we are into the Great African American Songbook.
Amen.
So that, you know, we are keeping names alive and musicians that don't really get played on the radio as much anymore. Everybody knows Frank Sinatra and Tony Bennett, you know, but Helen Humes, you know, and people like that, you don't really hear their names so much.
Okay, so. Now I'm going to give you, I have your CD in my hand.
Yes.
And I haven't opened it yet, and I'm dying to listen to it, because we just met. However, what I'd like to know is when you go through the list, is there, which songs would you say, can you tell me the names of some of the people that you're honoring with the song that you, for instance?
Okay, so the title track, Harlem on My Mind, written by Irving Berlin, the first recording of this was by Ethel Waters.
Uh-huh.
So, and I was on an Ethel Waters tribute program many years ago, and then started to comb through her catalog and found this song. And I just fell in love with it. So we eventually recorded that. And then I Can't Believe that You're in Love with Me, Billie Holiday, Louis Armstrong had recorded that tune, Swing Brothers Swing, Billie Holiday, early Billie Holiday. The Very Thought of You was actually a hit for my dad's orchestra back in the 40s. And his lead singer at that point was Lee Richardson, who was kind of a Billy Eckstein sounding vocalist.
I can hear the voice in my head.
Yeah.
Of the recording.
Yeah.
A deep,
very deep,
very beautiful,
you know, kind of a legit rich tone.
Yes.
And so when I have always loved this song, and it's interesting that a lot of the material that I pick is also material that my father recorded. So, you know, which I found out as I went along. So then the next track, You Got the Right Key But the Wrong Keyhole, which I'm very into the early blues singers of the 20s, as we were just talking about, Mamie Smith, mm-hmm. and Ethel Waters was one of those. Right. You know, so, you know, Bessie Smith, Trixie Smith, Mamie Smith, Clara Smith, you know, all of the Smiths.
Right.
And so this was recorded by a woman named Virginia Liston. And there were many, many blues, female blues artists of the early 20s that, you know, people just don't hear about. Don't Take Your Love From Me is the next track. And I don't remember where I got that tune from, but I will tell you that on this track, the great Fred Staton, who was the older brother of Dakota Staton, played saxophone on this track when he was 100 years old.
Oh, I remember that he lived quite a long time.
Yes, he lived to be 102.
And between you and me, Dakota Staton was my next door neighbor when I was a kid.
Wow. So
New York does that.
And
let's
I
go on.
Had the pleasure of hearing her live too at St. Peter's mm-hmm. Church. Blue Turning Gray Over You, Fats Waller, you know, who should be always be included in the American Songbook. You're My Thrill from the Billie Holiday catalog, also Lena Horne. Mm-hmm. I Want a Man is the next track, and I will get back to that. I'm trying to remember the author, the composer is Lil Green, mm-hmm. who was a great African-American pianist and vocalist. When Lights Are Low is Spencer Williams and Betty Carter, Benny Carter, yeah. not Betty, Benny Carter, tune, which I fell in love with, which people have not recorded very much. The next track, Talk to Me, is a Lil Willie John tune.
Okay.
And Lil Willie John is one of the greatest singers, rhythm and blues.
Oh, yeah.
That
I remember all these names.
Just love his voice. So I fell back in love with Lil Willie John in a record store. It was in Australia, mm-hmm. and bought up everything they had on Lil Willie John, and that's how I found this tune. Mm-hmm. And Let Me Be the First to Know, which is the last track on the album, comes from the Dinah Washington catalog.
Okay. All right. So I just know I know the majority of the names that you're talking about.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how you both and I have so many connections with the same people.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, listen, how can people learn about you?
As they say, www.catherinerussell.net. That is my website. That'll tell you everything about me, everything about upcoming gigs and, you know, what we're doing. And we just started an Instagram account, so I'm trying to keep up here with all the social media. And
I know.
Yeah.
It
works. It helps.
Works. It does help. Well, listen, thank you so much, Kat.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And best wishes for Keep On, Keep On.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And I wish I had gotten that Allen Ginsberg question a little better, but
that's fine.
Kill Your Darlings is the film.
You know, it's just a matter of, you know, everybody getting a good picture of you.
Thank you
for spending time with us in the Jazz Room, Catherine Russell.
Thank you.
Here's another cut from Harlem on My Mind, called When the Lights Are Low.
Sweet music, soft and mellow, soothing and slow. Strains of a violoncello when lights are low. Dear, when we're close together, I love you so. Why think about about the weather when lights are low. Two hearts revealing music path charms. Life so appealing with inspiration in your arms. Our lips meeting soft and tender, love's all aglow. Why shouldn't we surrender when lights are low? Sweet music, soft and mellow, soothing and slow. Strains of our mellow cello when lights are low. Dear, when we're close together, I love you so. Why think about the weather when lights are low? Two hearts revealing music have charms. Life's so appealing with inspiration in your arms. Our lips meeting soft and tender, love's all aglow. Why shouldn't we surrender when lights are low?
We've come to the end of another show. Thanks for spending time with us here in the Jazz Room. We love hearing from you. You can now find the Jazz Room on Twitter at Ms. Jazz Kitty, or you may email me or send a direct message through the Jazz Room page of my website, JoanWatsonJones.com. Until next time, you've been in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones.
Together, I love you so. Why think about the weather when lights are low? Two hearts revealing music has charms. Life so appealing with inspiration. Shouldn't we surrender?